point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
What's up?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hello. What's How you up? Doing? Oh, you're looking so lovely today.
We going to learn from each other.
That's right.
I'm already hot.
I know you're fanning your, I mean, it is like a whole show over there. You trying to cool down, flicking the shirt and fanning yourself. It's like,
but I'm so cold when I get in my truck, even after the heat, because it's been so cold here. Even after I've had the heat running for 10 minutes in my truck, when I go get it, it's still cold. So I get cold. Yep. But by the time I get here, I'm in a sweat box. And it takes my body a long time to cool down. And I guess it's because there is a lot of my body that needs cooling.
Maybe.
I mean, it probably takes, you know, people with a bigger body longer for it to cool down. Plus, I'm wearing a sweater.
Yeah, it's a shirt.
Like a sweater.
Yeah, that's not a good article of clothing for you.
Mm-mm. You know what is?
What?
Tank top.
TJ's a tank top guy.
I see those workout people or health food people and all that going into Costco to make their little videos about, you know, better choices. And when I see a guy walking through there in short workout shorts and a tank top, I think, dude, go put some clothes on before you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's disgusting.
Have some sense.
Wasn't there a guy doing that in the Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Didn't you see a guy like that?
Yeah, he was I don't think he was a bodybuilder because his legs were tiny, but he was, you know, he was huge up top and all. And he had one of those where it wasn't even regular tank top. It was one of those that comes right down the middle of the back, a little strap that comes down the middle of the back.
And like a razor back.
Cut underneath, like his armpits were way down. And just like he might as well not even been wearing a shirt.
Yeah, it's disgusting. He wore the G-string of shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like bare minimum.
If he lifts his arms up, you can just see straight through.
Yeah, and it's not even like he's wearing that to, you know, some smoothie bar or something. You're in the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Good Christian people in here. That's old folks.
God's house.
Come on.
You got to get some fried chicken. Don't be wearing that.
Yeah. Come in here looking any such a way as that.
Yeah, come on. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. And I saw this thing where JetBlue is now taking Venmo for payments. You can Venmo them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because trying to reach younger people, get them. Is it necessary to try to get more young people? Aren't there enough, you know, pajama pants and you know, no effort put into the way they look on a plane?
You're right.
We got to try to get more of them on there.
I didn't realize JetBlue was still in business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love JetBlue. Have I told y'all my JetBlue stories?
No, girl.
They have the best snacks. So what they would do, have y'all, no one's flown JetBlue?
I don't think so.
I have once, I think. That's the one that goes to Chicago a lot, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I used to go to DC to visit my brother a lot, but they would just start in the front of the plane. And it was like an offering plate. They would have this big bowl of snacks, like Doritos, the best snacks.
Really? And just like pass it around?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they went to Costco and just bought good snacks. And you would just put it, hand it to the next person and hand it. And you could take as many as you wanted.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And when they ran out, they would just come dump Funyuns. And I mean, it was a weird
thing. Wow. That's awesome.
I'd like to have Funyuns dumped on me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds erotic.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, yesterday we uncovered some deceit in the Lindsay Finds Rob wife saga. We'll catch you up with, in case you missed it, replay from yesterday next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Who is deceiving whom? It's not all on the up and up, we don't think, about this app work that Lindsay's doing on the dating app to find Rob a wife. It was uncovered yesterday, and it is today's, in case you missed it, replay. Here you go.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Lindsay's been dying to matchmake Rob. She wants to find him a wife. She says she's very good at matchmaking. So Rob reluctantly agreed to let her sign him up for a dating app, and she's doing all the work on it. And she has become obsessed with it. Now, one of the things that changed is when she got all signed up and everything, realized that they don't really show you anything unless you pay the subscription. So we have a 1 month subscription to this dating app. So that's the length of time that Lindsay has to get him a woman.
Unless I forget to delete the subscription, cancel the subscription, because I'm real bad about that. And it is on my credit card. So
Jody didn't Venmo you yet?
She did, of course. Okay. But
the read thing would be on your credit card. Okay.
And Kyle's always like, did you remember to delete that? No. But I enjoy it. And I get obsessive with stuff like this when I'm really passionate about something, you know. And it's harder than you think, especially these days and times. I think maybe 10 years ago it was a little easier. Now it's like people got some weird stuff on.
Yeah.
I don't even know half the stuff they're saying. I have to like Google, you know, initials of things and acronyms. And I'm like, what are they saying? So it takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But also it's taken a lot of my time because when we're sitting at home during the week, you know, it was a holiday and we were just sitting at home with the family. I was on it constantly because that was my time to like really every day I'm like, okay, we're going to make a match. You know, I'm determined. And my husband's like, Lindsay, you are out of control. Cause I show him, I'm like, what do you think about? And he's so annoyed at this point. He's like, I'm trying to watch the football game. I'm like, but what do you think about her? You know?
So have there been any, prospects that look good so far?
Yes. We are currently matched and talking with someone. After I make the match, it's up to him to go in there and chat.
Yeah.
Because I don't speak Rob, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So it could get dicey. And
because these women are into the same types of things that he's into, and they would know that you're not Rob if you're trying to talk to them.
Correct. Because I don't know a lot of the games they're talking about, you know, just little things like that. So what I don't like, it's not the chatting, the lingo he's using. What I don't like is the speed, the timing it takes him to message.
Yeah. So he's busy doing other stuff and you say, you need to message this girl. And he's like, well, I can't do it right now.
Right.
So that's going to end up being a headbutting thing between the two of them.
Yeah. And she's I need to go into this more. I don't know if we have time because there's one big thing that is making me mad.
Well, he said, he just said she's getting on my nerves. So yeah, I love this.
Yeah. I'm about done with this already.
Oh, how dare. I'm doing this for you.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So we've been following this saga, this 30-day saga. Lindsay's trying to find Rob a wife, a girlfriend, whatever. but there's been one interesting little development because of this that I don't know that anybody else has seen. So we've been talking about it and we've been posting about it, little videos and things like that. What has happened in the comments section of all these videos, Lindsay, I don't know if you've seen it. There are women saying, please, after she's done with Rob, help me find a husband.
Oh.
And I don't know if they are so confident in her abilities, but they're pretty women.
Or whether they're desperate.
I mean, I guess they could be. It could be a lot of things, like, or they just want some excitement in their life.
I bet they hear how Lindsay is with Rob, like wanting to kick out agnostics and atheists and you know all of that stuff,
right?
So maybe that's what they're, maybe these are good girls looking to find a good man, and it's too hard to weed them out in such a den of iniquity in which we live.
Should I start an LLC?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. This is a service that, you know, people charge for.
Stephanie right here on Facebook, this is the most recent one. Hey Lindsay, can you help me find a husband too? And we've gotten DMs saying the exact same thing after she's done with Rob, guys as well. It's mostly women, but there have been guys saying, if things with Rob, you know, don't go your way, please help me find a girlfriend / wife. Guys are more saying, help me find a wife.
But you got to be careful though, when you're taking on strange men and that type of thing, because they may be just looking for some excuse to have contact with Lindsay. Right. You know, you always have to kind of distrust that. But if she were a legitimate business setup.
I've gotten a ton of DMs as well. And I had thought about this. I think what I would do is just women. Now, I enjoy doing
that's what
Rob,
I do.
Just
I'm like two of them.
I enjoy helping Rob because he's my friend and on the show, and I want to help him, but I don't feel that passion for other men. I mean, to help other men, but I do feel that passion to help other women because I've been in the situation, like, you know, so let's figure that out.
But in helping the women, you're helping a man get a good woman.
True.
Yeah. So it helps. It helps them too. But, you know, I don't mean to make this about me in any way, but I don't think you're going to have time to be doing that between your influencing and your radio showing and your kids and your and that needy husband of yours.
Yeah, I barely have time to do Rob's Bumble account.
Yeah, and to see how she gets so obsessed with it. You wouldn't be able to have more than one client at a time.
Oh no.
Yeah, but that's what you want when you hire a matchmaker. You want, or at least you want to be of the belief that they're focused on you and your happiness, and they're going to do everything they can. So she might actually be perfect at it.
I think it's my calling in life, honestly.
You do?
Yeah.
And have you found matches for other people previously?
I have, and they got married.
Oh, and they did get married?
But did they stay married?
I don't know because I don't talk to him anymore, and I was 12 years old. But it started at a young age.
What are you talking about? You did it at 12.
I swear. Listen, do you remember? Do we have time?
No, we got to take a break. So we'll finish this in just a second.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, Lindsay said that she found her matchmaking calling when she was 12. Like, she knew at the age of 12 that she was going to be a good matchmaker for people to have lifelong relationships. Mm-hmm. So what happened?
The year was 1996. Y'all remember church lock-ins?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, because that was a thing back then. Mm-hmm. So we're at the church lock-in. The youth pastor, his name was Byron, is Byron. And the music director was a lady. Well, she had just started at the church, brand new. We were all at the lock-in together, and I thought they were so cute together, but neither, you know, they were too shy to talk or whatever. So I made the connection. I said, Byron, I'm going to go talk to Bethany. I'm going to get her over here. Y'all are so cute. And I ran back and forth all night. Like, do you want to go out with her? Do you want to go out with him? You know, and I made the connection and they ended up getting married.
No way.
Wow.
I swear.
How long after that did they get married?
Maybe a year.
Oh, yeah.
Because
church people don't shack up.
They don't mess around.
No. Mm-mm. And they actually attributed them getting together to me. I mean, they gave me that credit.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, they should if that's the way it happened.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only 12, 13 years old. And from that day, I have never felt so passionate about something in my life.
Not even dancing. You were a professional dancer your whole life.
Yeah.
You weren't even passionate about that.
No, because I felt so rewarded from them finding each other.
Well, I've been known to matchmake a little bit myself. And there's one couple that I put together that ended up getting married.
Did they get married?
Mm-hmm. And recently ended in a bitter divorce, but still.
Oh.
it worked for a long time.
Hey, that's not your problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got married. That's what a matchmaker does. You made the match.
That's awesome.
Did they really? Is that true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't count that against you.
No.
You know, my dad used to be a preacher, and it seemed like everywhere, because he got out of it, you know, the term backslide.
Yeah, sure.
So he wasn't very, preacher-like.
Okay.
In a lot of ways. So he got out of preaching, but every time we would run into a couple that he had performed their wedding, he'd married them, so to speak. They were divorced.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
No way.
And we used to laugh about it. Have you ever married somebody where they stayed together? Because it's like everywhere we go, well, yeah, I remember you used to be a priest. You married me and my first wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's going to mess with your head a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe preaching ain't for me.
Put a curse on him. Like, you know, this didn't take.
But that is fascinating.
But he could still always go back and perform ceremony as an ordained minister and all. I think one of the last ones that he did was on horseback. The bride and the groom came riding up on horses, and then he was on a horse, and he did the like a cowboy wedding kind of thing.
That's pretty cool, actually.
I love that.
I think so.
I don't think you should have to smell poop at your wedding during the ceremony.
Fair enough.
Most people try to avoid that. Yeah.
Did he marry you?
Oh, Lord, no.
He didn't marry
you. No.
Lord,
no.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey.
Hey.
big day today. All kinds of wonderful content out there for us to take to the people, Riggins, as content creators ourselves and influencers.
Right.
And so forth and so on.
Well, yeah, I got to thaw out first. So I'm ready for warmer weather. This is not okay. 2 days in a row, it's just been miserably cold.
Yeah, well, I guess that's why Lindsay is broadcasting, as Jody says. Was Lindsay in the studio today, or is she in her closet?
I love that. Closet.
Do you have a little space heater in there like Jody does?
No.
Go ahead.
She's cold natured, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Y'all are kind of opposite on that.
Kyle has one in his office because he is as well cold natured.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. He's always cold.
So gentle and tender. Ooh.
Yeah.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
It's on 24/7 too, which is, I'm like, turn your heater off.
He's got to keep his feet warm.
Sure. He's just one of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Space here. I don't know. My dad had one out in his shed that he worked at when he was at home, but it didn't have any heating in the shed. So that was his source of heat.
Yeah, it's a shed. It's outside. It's not in your home, exactly. Which is 70 degrees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's funny.
Jody has it under her desk and it at home, and it's running even in August.
Yeah.
She's got it in there constantly. If I go in there to talk to her about something, I have to stand down the hall a little bit because I can't stand that heat barreling out of that room.
You can't even go in the room.
No, I'm looking around the corner like a little kid who's checking to see if he's in trouble, you know, when they call you in the room. Man, and then she'll go, my God, you're being dramatic. I go, okay, yeah, so these are drama sweat beads on my head.
Yeah.
Because the heat coming out of your desk. But same way in the car. Like when you're at home and you get chilled, you turn the heat up, right?
Yeah.
And then once you warm up, you may turn it back down or whatnot. Jody's that way at home, but in the car, if it's time for the heat to be on in the car, her side is always on as high as it'll go and never moves. She never adjusts it. It's just high as it'll go the entire time.
She's baking.
Yeah. And she says, well, you got your side. Do whatever you want with your side. But when you got that much heat blowing, right, and there's nothing but a console between you, it's hitting me on my right side of my face constantly.
Yeah, it's on your side.
Yeah. Like, good Lord, can't you just adjust it down? Like put it at the temperature that it would be in the home?
Yeah, right.
Why do you have to have it like you're sitting next to a campfire?
Right. And don't you feel like in the car, it's way worse being hot in the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You start getting woozy and you're like, wait.
Right. And then the sun starts playing tricks on you and you start having mirages and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. My mom is the seat warmer full blast all year round too.
Oh, God.
My dad picked me up in their car and I got in. I was like, what is going on? I went, oh my gosh, it's on high. It was like burning my cheeks.
Well, this is a big day for me. I've got something going on after the show today and I'll share that with you and see if you want to be part of it. You can. It's history will be made today. History, I say. So that's coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. My name's TJ, and I've been in this business a long time. I mean, a long time. Back when radio stations still used tape to record things and play it back on the radio and stuff. That's when, you know, I was on the when I first started in radio, that was beginning to get phased out, but that's how I learned, is on tape.
Like cassette tape?
Editing tape. If you had a commercial that you had recorded, it was on tape, or phone calls that came into the studio were recorded on reel to reel tape. And then if you had to edit it, there was a manual way to cut the tape and, you know, put the other pieces together and all that. But I always thought that, along with being, you know, a fun, hilarious, top 40 style morning show radio personality, that I've always said, you know, I could really do political talk. I think that that will be my next thing that I go into, is political talk. And today I get to put my money where my mouth is on a legendary news talk radio station in our home market of Charlotte. I met the program director of that station, and super nice guy. And then I started telling him, basically I fanboyed on him because I knew him from his past radio days in Los Angeles and all this stuff. So one of their hosts has to be out of town for his mom's funeral for today and tomorrow. And he asked me if I wanted to guest host. Now,
I love that.
I don't think he knows my style, or, you know, I'm most of the time not really allowed to talk about my political views seriously on this show, because radio stations have said, we don't want even one complaint, whatever you say. We don't want, they're scared of the liberal complaints and stuff like that. Never the other way around, but always that way. But anyway. So this will be full-fledged, say what I want to say. Oh, you know, without
sure,
you know, jeopardizing their license or anything.
Yeah.
But in a real talk radio format. And again, it's just as a, this is a host, guest host situation. So it's not like I'm saying I got a new job. Because I mean, yeah. I don't. It's just a guest host, which I'm really appreciative of. I think it's cool that he would let me do that.
You know, people would be messaging in. They're still going to. I can't believe you're leaving. I can't believe you're leaving. Yeah.
Well, I went up there yesterday to observe, see the studio and all of that. And the morning show put me on with them for a couple of segments at the end of their show. And I think people already started complaining. They started calling, complaining. I mean, because I am a legend in this town, you know. And once they say my name, I mean, people perk up, either to complain or either to just go, huh, okay.
Yeah. What were they complaining about? You were on there?
That they were even going to put me on their air. Yeah.
Oh.
Because, I mean, that's a dignified station, and I'm a clown. So,
well, I don't know about a clown. But, yeah, it is more conservative, maybe.
All right, so it's WBT. It's News Talk 1110 WBT in Charlotte. I'll be on from 10 to noon today, sitting in for Vince Coakley, who has to be out. And we'll give you more information if you want to listen in other towns, too. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Well, happy National Pie Day. National Pie Day.
It's not that the simple or the real pie. Like an eaten pie. An eaten pie.
That's the best kind of pie, obviously.
Not like one of those nerd pies. This is a real pie. Although
apple pie.
Yeah, my favorite pie is chicken pot pie. I'm going savory over it. Yeah. Sweet.
I mean, that's cool. Absolutely. I think my favorite savory pie is a crawfish hand pie.
Oh, a hand pie.
A fried crawfish pie, yeah.
Are we going to put, sorry, go ahead.
Little? I mean, yeah, that's why they call
yeah,
it hand pie?
Yeah, it's okay. Like a, you know, you ever had fried apple pies?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but it's got crawfish and rice, you know, all in it. It's really good. Spicy.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
Real good. McDonald's pies, always a hit. So
they can't compare to those Taco Bell empanadas, though. Those cinnamon apple empanadas.
Sure.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to love that McDonald's fried pie with the bubbles on the outside, the little tiny bubbles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Is empanada Spanish for pie?
I don't know.
It might be. Yeah. Well, other good news for TJ, Duck Dynasty is back. It's coming back to A&E this summer.
Oh, really?
So I know that was a massive hit, and then they went on for a long time, and I don't know what the ratings are, but I guess it's interesting enough to people to bring it back.
Yeah, well, they've been doing podcasts and stuff like that, and so there's still an interest. I think there's a different version of it that's on a different cable network or something. I don't know, but Phil, the dad on there, has advanced fast-moving Alzheimer's.
And, I saw that.
So, yeah, he probably won't be a part of it. They said they announced it, and then he went downhill fast.
Yeah. Oh. I think that show took off because it gave people a look at an area of the country that isn't usually highlighted in popular culture or on the news. And it was just sort of eye-opening, like, oh, my gosh, these are real people.
And they're really serious Christians. They're very strong in their faith. Mm-hmm. And they said that when they A&E did the first episode, that they went in and bleeped words, making it seem like they were cussing. And they said, no, don't make it seem like we're cussing. We don't cuss.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do that kind of stuff, the deal's off. And so from that point on, and while he said, while you're at it, we're going to pray at the end of every episode, too.
Yeah, oh,
we're
going to
eat and we're going to say the bless.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that.
The first time that they sat down to do that, Phil said, and Lord, please forgive these Hollywood liberals that are here today.
Love that.
Crazy. So it's called Duck Dynasty, the revival, back on A&E. This summer.
You know who really loves that show? Alexis.
That's right. She is a super fan of the show, or one guy on there, right?
Uncle Cy.
She likes Cy. Oh, yeah. Uncle Cy. Yeah, yeah. That's so funny. Post Malone is collaborating with Oreos because we don't have enough Post Malone in our life.
Or Oreos.
Or Oreos, honestly. They're everywhere. You can't escape them. So, it's the cream is salted caramel and shortbread, and it's sandwiched between the typical chocolate cookie on one side and a golden Oreo on the other. So you get that little half and half action.
Salted caramel is overrated. Yes, I said it.
Oh.
Regular caramel, not overrated. Salted,
Here come the arrows.
I know. Because it's one of those things that women think they have to love and shout it from the mountaintop, but I don't think they really love it that much.
It's all a front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out,
like to say it.
Tech D Rob was right all along. I'll prove it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Rob, our sweet Tech D Rob, was right all along. He was right on this one particular thing. I don't know that he's right in every decision he makes, but he was right on this one. A few months ago, a guy went viral because he was at Starbucks getting his morning coffee, and there was one of those pay it forward things going on where you pay for the person behind you. Mm-hmm. And when he went to go pay, and it had been going on for like 45 minutes, when he went to pay, they told him his order, the cost was going to be $37. And he went, the streak ends with me. That was the line, because what happened is a woman took his picture and tried to shame him on the internet for breaking the streak.
Oh.
And so he was anonymous, but he came forward. He was like, here's the full story. You took a picture of me, but the order that I was asked to pay for was $37 when I had ordered a tall coffee, which would have been, I don't know, $2. So he's like, I don't care. You could, you know, launch your know, missiles. The streak ends with me.
Well, he ought to sue him.
Mm-hmm. Sue
Starbucks.
Why?
But for posting his picture in their drive-thru or whatever.
They didn't post it. A woman in the line that was peeved
found
out he was the one ruining
sue
it.
Sue her then.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Defamation of character.
Yeah. So that happens, and he's like, bro, everybody's like, I don't care. I'm not paying for that. But Tech D Rob has always said he doesn't want to participate in a pay it forward. Am I right, Rob?
Nope.
That is correct.
I, yeah,
no, you're not going to get me.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it too. I don't like being guilted into doing something.
It's not the point of charity right. to be guilted in. You should uh-huh. want to do it.
Right.
But Rob caught a lot of flack for it, saying he's just like this negative Nancy, not trying to participate in anything positive. But you're standing your ground, right, Rob?
Yeah, I'm never gonna. I'm not any pay it forward. I'm gonna stop it. It ends with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also I remember being, you know, in my early twenties, like having exactly the amount of money I know I have
right
at the time, and I know what I can order and what I can't. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these kids don't have millions of dollars, you know, I think it's so rude.
But I look at it like, I don't know anything about that person behind me. They could be rotten to the core.
Sure.
I'm not buying their coffee.
Yeah.
They could be, you know, I can also look at the type of car to tell whether I would even consider it or not.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe one of those atheists on Bumble. I ain't paying for theirs.
Yeah. Take that money you're not tithing and spend it on coffee.
Well, it has all come to a head. A woman named Hannah said, I want to publicly say, as a former Starbucks barista of nearly 7 years, since the current employees can't say it, pay it forward is extremely annoying, makes everything confusing. It makes it easy to hand out the wrong drinks, and it just sucks. Instead of paying for the people behind you, who can probably afford their stuff since they're in line intending to pay, tip the people making the drinks who have been working there for months. So I think that's a pretty good solution.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like that.
I liked it up until that part of it. Give us the money.
Give us the money.
You could have gave me that money.
Yeah. They can afford that coffee and that can of pop.
Yeah.
Give me the money.
I was with her up until that point.
You liked it when she said it all sucks, but.
Yeah, I understood it. Okay. You know? But the best way to do it is just say, if you're working there, just go, hey, the person ahead of you paid for yours, but they insisted that you stop it with that. Not carry it on.
Yeah.
Make them the bad guy.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Mm-hmm.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.